Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So much hype for this movie, and it's almost unwatchable.
Really?
It's so sad. Jerry Seinfeld has a new Netflix movie out called Unfrosted, and here's what it's about.
In the early 1960s, the American morning was defined by milk and cereal. And the two undisputed giants of the cereal world were Kellogg's and Post.
Okay, all right. So that sounds interesting enough, right? He's doing a movie about cereal.
Okay.
Major news from the breakfast world. The Post Cereal Company has reportedly invented a shelf-stable fruit pastry breakfast product.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually not about cereals, it's about Pop-Tarts.
So
it's like it stars like Amy Schumer, Melissa McCarthy, Jerry Seinfeld. Like, there's a lot of stars
though,
in it.
But who cares?
It's almost like a Hallmark Christmas movie, but it's real names, and it's on Netflix, and it's about Pop-Tarts.
Here's the thing. The concept of him making a movie about it, you've been talking about it for 60 seconds, and I'm bored already. I mean, there's Pop-Tarts here in the room. I want to eat some of them.
Okay, so
I smell them. But,
I brought
you know.
In Pop-Tarts. Here's some stats. Frosted strawberry is considered the most popular flavor in 13 states.
Okay.
S'mores came in second, and frosted brown sugar cinnamon was third.
Mm-hmm.
They're all boring flavors. So last night, I made Pop-Tarts. Three different flavors of Pop-Tarts. Different unique ones for you to try. We're going to post this video.
They're massive.
Yeah, because I use puff pastry.
Why didn't Jerry Seinfeld invite you for this film?
Go ahead. Take a bite of the first one. Can
Which
you
one?
Guess what it is?
Wait.
It doesn't matter.
The fake one or the real one?
No, they're not fake. I made them. The ones Anna made.
All right.
The Anna Pop-Tarts.
I'm going to try this one.
All right. Take a big bite.
Let's see here.
Get in the middle.
Mm.
Which
is
one
that is that? Nutella?
No, which one is it? Let me see.
Look, brown.
It's brown?
Yeah. I mean, I got to eat more of it.
Let me see. Is it good? Let me see. Which one is it? Let me see. I can't see. Let me see.
Oh, my God. Is that olive?
Oh, it's black olive. You liked it at first. Why are you spitting it out? Black olives.
Why would you do that?
It's delicious. I love black olives. They're my favorite.
Did you do nasty stuff like this on these other ones, too?
That's not nasty. Black olives?
For breakfast?
Yeah.
I hate olives. Don't you know that about me?
Oh,
like,
I don't.
I totally despise olives.
I didn't know that. I ate the entire can last night after that. All right,
oh,
go ahead.
My gosh.
Next one.
I hope this isn't something else that I despise.
Let's see. You didn't like the black olives one?
No, it was horrendous.
Oh, which one is that? Let me see.
I don't know.
Take another bite. Go in the middle.
Are you...
It's like a Pop-Tart surprise. It's a Pop-Tart surprise. Do you like it?
I can't. I don't know.
Oh, that one's fig. Do you like fig?
That one's markedly better than the olive.
That one's fig. That one reminds me of like when you get the brie with the fig.
Why would anybody put an olive inside a Pop-Tart?
Because olives are delicious. Duh.
Now, this is red. I can see it from the outside. Please tell me it's cherry.
You're going to love this one. This one is right up your alley.
No, here we go.
Okay.
I'm scared now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That one is special.
It's so thick.
Do you like that one?
It's better than olives. All right. It's like candy.
It is candy.
What?
Yeah, it's like the oh my gosh, what are they called? Not the Fruit Loops, but it's the
Fruit Roll Up?
Fruit Roll Up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you like it's Fruit Roll Ups. Fruit Roll Ups Pop-Tart. Isn't that delicious?
That's all right.
Yeah?
How about I just have the regular fruit Pop-Tarts?
Give me the olive one. I'll try that.
Oh! I think I threw it out.
Okay.